وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful Aliyun alayhi assalam. To show the just nature of Ali alayhi salam, you can begin from the beginning of his life and you can see it. You can look at it in the middle of his life and you can see it. Or you can look at it at the end of his life, the last days of his life, the last minutes of his life, in fact, and you can see the mercy and justice of Ali alayhi salam. It was in the month of Ramadan, at the time of the morning prayer, in the Masjid of Kufa, when Ibn Muljim, with his poisoned sword, struck a fatal blow on the head of the fasting Imam alayhi salam, as he was trying to get up from his prostration. The deadly strike left a deep wound in the head of Imam Ali alayhi salam that reached the bottom of his brain. A commotion followed after, and Ibn Muljim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him, was apprehended and brought before Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now look at this mercy of this person. You run out of words to try to describe Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Him wounded, and he is, you know, seconds away from death. His brain is in two halves. He looks at Ibn Muljim. He sees him bound in ropes, and the ropes were done tight on him, because those who captured him, obviously he killed their master, so they did not take it easy on him. And the ropes were cutting into the flesh of Ibn Muljim. Despite his own agony and pain, he asked the people not to be cruel to his murderer and to have these ropes loosened. What can I say? I am absolutely after words. How could you describe such a person that in such agony, in front of his companions and family, he's about to die by a strike that was dealt to him by his worst enemy? Yet Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam wants them to be merciful and kind to him. Loosen his ropes. Please don't hurt him. Who in the face of this earth or in existence would do such a thing, do such an act? Of course, we always say it is only Ali alayhi salam. Even Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, when he was taken to his house and he was put to rest, and his family and his companions were trying to treat his wound, he would ask about his capture. He would ask about his murderer. What happened to him? Is he being fed? Is he being taken care of? Have you guys gave him water? Did you guys take care of him? Who would ask about his murderer in his last minute of death? And he would constantly insist on his sons to be kind and gentle to this ruthless man who deprived humanity out of Ali alayhi salam. But what can I say? Ali alayhi salam is always Ali and will be Ali. Let us take a break and we come back shortly after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. We said even at the last moments of Amir al-Mu'mineen's life, when he was taken to his house and milk was served to him, he offered his glass of milk that was given to him to his murderer Ibn Muljim himself to drink it. Now, I don't know about you, but if someone would have done this to my father or to my relative or to a friend or to any human being, and me giving him anything is out of the question because of how much pain he has put me through. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he himself offering his own cup of milk, which he needs the most to survive, to his enemy Ibn Muljim, which is alive and well. Then Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in his will to his son Imam al-Hasan alayhi as-salam. And what a will it is. It's a mind-boggling, hard to comprehend and to fathom will. He says to Imam al-Hasan alayhi as-salam, he says that if you want to take revenge, make sure it's a strike for a strike. Don't use hatred. Don't use vengeance. Don't get carried away because he killed your father. Therefore, you give yourself the right to go even deeper than what he went. You have to make sure a strike for a strike. That's it. And he said, if I manage to live, then I will obviously deal with him my own way. Which means, obviously, he will free him as far as we know Ali alayhi salam. And he said, feed him from that which you eat. Crunch his thirst from that which you drink. And if I die, a strike for a strike. And when he dies, make sure you do not tamper with his body. Meaning, don't burn it, don't cut it, don't throw it out. Respect it, give it a proper burial. Now, this is the akhlaq of Ali alayhi salam. This is the justice of Ali alayhi salam, that to his worst enemy, to his own murderer, the man who deprived him of his own life. And Allahu A'lam, if Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam lived long enough, how much we would have benefited, how much the Muslim world would have benefited from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Not only did he end the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, but he also dealt strike on us all, and he deprived us of knowledge, mercy, compassion, and justice. Imam Ali alayhi salam was never lenient in the matters of justice, however. Be it on his own life or death, he never differentiated between anything when it comes to justice. Ali, when he was 10, as the first person to accept Islam, to Ali, who was 63 in agony and about to die, never changed, nor a single second, nor a day, nor a single event or occasion that changed him. He was always, always the same. His manners and his justice always remained the same. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صلِّ 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 على محمد وآله